A day ahead of the crucial ministerial-level talks, Indian Foreign Secretaries Nirupama Rao and her Pakistan counterpart Salman Bashir met in New Delhi to finalize the agenda for Wednesday's talks.
So this is essentially a preparatory round, but I look forward to these discussions. We had a very good meeting in Islamabad last month, and this has in a sense set the trend for our discussions here today.
Bashir stressed that he looked forward to a productive meeting between the two ministers. Other confidence-building measures and people-to-people contacts, terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, were the other issues that were discussed during the meetings with the delegations from both sides.
India and Pakistan have many divergences, many differences, but yet they need to remain engaged at the official level. And I think that is the spirit that Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has often brought to the table.
Among the other issues that were discussed were the proposed bus links between Kargil Skardu and on increasing the frequency of the Kashmir bus link between Srinagar and Muzaffarabad. Trading days from 2 days to four and the issue of multiple entry visas to the residents of Jammu and Kashmir had already been cleared earlier. Meanwhile, Pakistan Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Khar, who arrived in the afternoon, stated that the peace process was imperative to solve the over 60-year-old Kashmir tangle.
And I bring good wishes of the people of Pakistan, of the government of Pakistan, and hope that these two countries, we have learned lessons from history, but are not burdened by history, and we can move forward, forge forward as good, friendly neighbors.
The chiefs of the separatist Hurriyat factions, moderate Mirwais Omar Farooq and hardliner Sayyid Ali Gilani, met Khar separately at the Pakistan High Commission in the evening, and each meeting lasted 3 hours. After his meeting, which ended late, Mirwais said that there needs to be a resolution soon to the Kashmir conflict.
So we are happy with the meeting and we hope that they can take the process forward, India and Pakistan, and that they will see to it that the road to peace, the road to development, the road to a better and a brighter future in South Asia leads through Kashmir.
The meeting between the two sides was the first after the serial blast in Mumbai on the 13th of July, in which around 24 people were killed and over 134 others injured. After the secretary-level talks, the mood in Delhi is certainly positive as foreign ministers of both countries prepare to hold talks on Wednesday when a number of outstanding issues are likely to be discussed. Sanjay Sethi for Press TV in New Delhi.